I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I remember April, and I'll smile.
You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woof. This is your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you've been listening, this is the second half of the show. We are ready for our guided meditation. Woo! And we have been joined here, you know, by my significant other. Charles Bovard, senior contributor to Forbes, and you do a bunch of other things, but let's just put it into one since you are working on a Forbes article currently. Anyway, I've actually done lots of meditating with Chuck, you know, before we even got together. So I think that's kind of how our connection started, where we had the same interest, you know, in meditating and spirituality and exchanging spiritual gifts. So anything you want to talk about regarding meditation?
Oh yeah, I mean, I feel like meditation has gained quite a lot of acceptance over time. I feel like it was more of a, I mean, maybe back in like the 90s it was a fringe thing, but it's 2022. So now I feel like it's the sort of thing that tons of people are doing. And also I think it's important, if possible, for people to meditate every day. I mean, if it's just for something like 10, 15, 20 minutes, it can be very helpful.
Amazing. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, grounding and protecting. Why it's important to do it daily. If, you know, if you are somebody who's in practice that actually, like someone like me who does this professionally, you know, who opens up professionally, it's just a requirement. Like, I have to meditate every day, but you know, for anyone, basically, it's a great way to come back to the presence. It's a great way to stay solid in remembering who you are throughout the day without getting bombarded by either praise or criticism, whether it's good or bad. It's about remembering always who you are, no matter what the outside world tells you or whatever direction you're trying to get pulled in, because when you're solid in yourself and you know who you are, it's harder to basically succumb to the world around you that has nothing to do with the truth about you. It's important to stay in your truth.
Okay. Absolutely. It's definitely important to stay centered and grounded, and meditation can help a person stay those things all throughout the day.
Wonderful. So thank you if you're just tuning in. We're going to start I'm going to start my guided meditation. So what we're going to do right now is just get real comfortable. You know, whether you can lie down, you can sit, you can stand, with even if you're driving, you know, rock on. Just listen to this however you want to listen to it. I've been getting a lot of great feedback. Thank you so much. Just, this makes me continue to do this because, you know, I've been told, you know, people have a stressful day and they'll turn this on and they'll just feel better. And it's just like that kind of, you know, talking about that, I'm starting to get emotional because this beautiful service that I love to do, and you know, I have fun doing it, but at the same time, if it's helping people and they're having a stressful day, that's the whole point, you know? That's the whole point, is to help somebody get out of that mindset, that and understand, no, that doesn't have to be you. That reality is not a permanent. Come back to you. Remember who you are. It's okay. You're going to be okay. And for people to feel that and to tell me that they're able to feel this, I want to please thank you for letting me be of service and continuing to do this. So I just ask, you know, I'm just the channel. I'm just the medium. I'm literally just here to be the conduit for spirit to channel through me. And this is, we're all one. We're all here. We're all getting healed. We're all getting the love. We're all one. All of us. I love you so much. I just wanted to say that. So let's bring in all the love right now. Light roots from our feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth. So we're going to do some grounding. Let the love of spirit surround you. You can feel these roots. Before these, you can feel the roots coming from your feet to the center of the core of the earth. And imagine roots from a tree, and you have the same roots, just grounding you. Feel how good it feels to be here on this beautiful winter day. Oh, beautiful, beautiful January transitioning into February. Oh, you can feel the beautiful winter. You can feel yourself, imagine yourself outside in a beautiful fireplace, but you are so warm. It's not cold, it's warm, because there's a fireplace right in front of you. You can hear the crackling. You can smell the wonderful charcoal or the wood burning, whatever it is. And you're sitting by the fire, and you can feel yourself surrounded by all your loved ones, all your ancestors, the shamanic spirit, everyone who's come, who loves you, your guides, your spirit team is here with you. Feel how good it feels right now to just be able to cleanse and wash any worries or any stresses from the day, from the year, from the month, from the weeks, from the moment, anything. Just wash it away, because we're going to be here in the presence right now. We are here and able in the presence, beautiful, feeling loved, feeling good, feeling fantastic. You are the most beautiful energy possible here in this moment. You are so loved to the center, the core of the earth. You are so loved from beautiful God and Mother Nature. Feel how good that feels to be so nurtured right now. The snow postponed outside in beautiful Boston, so I could be here right now. Talking to you, giving you this meditation, but feel how wonderful that feels to know that the world and the universe is working just for you. Everything is in operation just for you. Everything is working out. Feel how good that feels, where you don't have to worry throughout the day. You don't have to control. You don't have to maneuver or think about what is happening. You just flow and trust that you will be taken care of. And that is the anthem for today, is trusting that we'll be taken care of, trusting that our spirit team is here and guiding us when we need it, and given the great unseen answers to everything we need to know today. If you are just tuning in, or if you've never heard this before, or if you're listening, this is not an accident. Everything that you need to know, everything that you need to hear and connect with, is being channeled right now. Your love is so great. You are that's how special you are, is that the mind, the energy that's tuning into this radio show, this is all for you. I understand how the world works in operation for you, and how we work together. We all play a part in everyone's lives. We are all here and alive for someone else. Imagine that. Imagine somebody being alive right now just for you. Look at how beautiful and wonderful that is. That's somebody's life. Somebody's breathing air. And everything that they do is for you. And it is the same for you. You are operating and breathing for someone else. Look at how magical that feels. Look at how wonderful that is to know that we are not separate. We were never separate. We're all connected. We're just this one big mind of God. We are just infinite spirit. God is inside of us. We are this great, beautiful magnificence. And as we come together right now, we say thank you, infinite spirit, for the stars in the skies, for those stars in the skies that shine. That is the heartbeat in our heart. Every star in the sky, that is your heart. That is the connection. That is the railway. That is the freedom trail. The heart to the stars. That is a road and a pathway that is connected to each other. And we all have our own star. All our hearts that beat every single moment. That is the star in the sky that twinkles and glows. You are being healed right now. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for healing us. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for connecting us in this beautiful, beautiful magic. For this beautiful joy, love, wisdom, poise, and confidence that we walk into this world knowing that we are deserving of all the good things. We are deserving of our dreams coming true today. We are deserving of all the wealth, the overflowing health, the excellent health. We are deserving of getting everything that we want and need. We are deserving of having all our needs met. We are deserving of having all the love in the world. You are worthy of being loved today. Open up your heart to receive it. Because the more you open yourself up to receive, the more you will get. The more you get, the more you will give. And it is a beautiful rotation. It is a beautiful cycle of beauty. The giving and the receiving. The feminine and the masculine. The yin and the yang. We are all here together celebrating this beautiful life. Celebrating in such simplicity of just being. We ask to raise our vibrations, and you can feel your vibration raising right now as you can feel love in your heart. Who loves you? You can feel how loved you are in your heart right now. You can feel the magnificence. You can feel the purity that surrounds you in this moment. Oh, as you're listening to this, understand the beauty and the magic that you are feeling right now. This is the moment you are waking up to yourself. You are facing your power no matter what it is that you're doing. No matter how little you feel or disempowered, right now I'm here to remind you of your infinite power and your infinite nature and how expansive you are. You have more power than 1,000 suns. Today, what is it that you want to do or manifest shall come into fruition. This is the sign and the confirmation that whatever it is that you were asking for, it's already here. Oh, it's already here. It is already alive. It is already beaming with love and joy. The gifts are already here for you. There is no more wanting. There is no more asking because it's already here. This is the confirmation. This is the sweet delivery of the confirmation. And how I thank Infinite Spirit for clearing the skies and clearing the roads so I could be here today speaking. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Oh, thank you, Infinite Magic. We are blessed. We are full. We are whole right now. We are magnificent. And right now, you are here to feel the love And you can see all your loved ones here with you playing, kissing you and hugging you and giving you all that unconditional love. Remember that time when you were loved unconditionally. It could have been from any source. It doesn't matter. But at some point, there was someone in your life that loved you so unconditionally. And you need to remember this love, because that's how much Spirit loves you. That's the love you're given right now. Unconditional love and trust. Amen. When you are ready, please come back and open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Give a nice big beautiful smile. Feel good. How are you feeling?
Good. That was a great meditation. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Thank you for being here as always and always in my life supporting me.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for joining me in that guided meditation. Everybody listening, I hope you are healed, because we're asking for the healing. We're asking for the wish fulfilled. We are the wish fulfilled. You are the wish fulfilled. Do you understand? Everything that you want, everything you're asking, all your dreams, everything that you are working towards right now, it's already done. You are the wish fulfilled. Believe it, and you can have it, and you can receive it. It's already here. Ooh-wee. I think this is a beautiful day. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, and I'm so grateful I get to play all this Sam Cooke and Frank Sinatra. What beautiful souls, what beautiful, beautiful, magical souls, and what they brought to this world. Such a gentle, gentle, gentle vibration of sound they brought. Such a gift to us, and how much they've helped us so much throughout our lives. And I'm so honored to be the voice to channel these two amazing human beings. So I'm going to play What a Wonderful World by Sam Cooke. And we're going to come back and I'm going to talk about Sam Cooke and Frank Sinatra's spirit a bit. And we're going to go into some channeling and see what these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful souls have to say. Love you so much. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. If you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know what it was too. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book. Much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
Welcome back to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. That was Sam Cooke with with What a Wonderful World and just raising that beautiful vibration we have there. Oh, so yeah, I wanted to go more into their spirits, more into talking about them, and you know, so it was amazing that, you know, I was at Stereo Jacks, and you know, I was looking for Sam Cooke. I was buying Sam Cooke's album, and literally, you know, the store owner plays Sam Cooke right after I picked up the album, and later on I get home and it's Sam Cooke's birthday. So oh god, it was beautiful. It was like, yes, I've actually made a painting, and the painting is on my business card that was actually channeled by Sam Cooke. So it's the microphone with the old, it's like the the ambulance, I forgot what it's called, but it's like, you know, that the ambulance design, I think it's Greek, maybe, I think it's old like Greek, from that design. But anyways, it's like the snake and the wings. Anyways, that was wrapped around the microphone, and there was checkerboard in the background. It said Spirit World Rock and Roll. So let's go into Sam's energy. He's so beautiful. That smile, that softness, that joy. I got to remember this. This is so good. It's so good. So what is he coming in? What is he coming in to say? He's talking about embracing the changes. Embracing all the changes that need to occur and that needs to happen, because it's like your spirit is like a free wandering, like, okay, imagine you being here on the earth plane, and your path is to just travel, and you're just a vagabond, and you have no home, and all you do is just travel to one place to the next, and you just, you know, you're just like, you just live your life traveling, and you don't live any place, and you're a wanderer. And they're saying that's what your spirit is actually doing in the galaxy, if you didn't know that. Like, being here on planet Earth, it's a temporary experience, but it's just one stop of all the places you're gonna be and visit throughout infinity. Isn't that crazy? It just keeps going. Yeah, when I was younger, I used to think the concept of infinity was so scary. You know, wow, so we just keep going and we keep going and we keep going and it doesn't end. But look at how magical that is. Look at how fun that is. No, nothing ever ends. So planet Earth is just like a pit stop. Like, if you're going cross country somewhere, it's no different than having a pit stop over in Texas, having a pit stop over in Cali, going to see the Grand Canyon, and going down south. It's like Earth is one of those stops, and you get to be here and share beautiful experiences with people and share beautiful connections, heartfelt connections and love. And then there's a time where you transition, and then it's time to move on to the next. And it's wherever you go, it's going to be beautiful, but it can only be beautiful if that's your current reality. So what he's saying is that it's very important that you are in the place you want to be in your vibration before you cross over, because you will end up in that place where you are in the vibration that you are. Of course, you're infinite spirit, and no, you're not going to go to this fiery, furnacey place called hell, because hell and heaven is a state of mind. But that's why it is very important to fulfill your potential in this life, because fulfilling our potential in this lifetime means less work in the next lifetime of continuously doing the same thing over. So you want to continuously be able to play, but you want to be able to always connected to your infinite spirit. That's why no matter what you're doing, that's why it's important that you're always trying. You're never giving up on your dream. That's why it's important, because even if you cross over before making your dreams come true or fulfilling, and it's gonna happen in the next life. It's gonna continue. It's not gonna stop. You're gonna keep being able to do the same stuff in the next life and having the same beautiful desires in the next. The desires and what I'm talking about, that is your highest potential of what it is you want to achieve. But if you give up in this life and you're just like, oh, well, I can't do it, and you spend your entire life just, you know, the status quo and doing what you're told and not believing in yourself, you're going to carry that same vibration with you wherever you go into the next life. So I hope this concept you were able to grasp and you were able to catch and you were able to understand, because that's why no matter what you do, it's very important to always be working towards your dreams. Always doing things that make you happy. Always doing things that you love, because you carry it over into infinity, into the next. So once this cycle of planet Earth is over, it's still going to be with you wherever you go next. I hope that made sense. Thank you so much, Sam. That made so much sense to me, you know. Sam's energy is so loving, it's so kind, it's so beautiful, it's so sentimental, and it's just so loving that the other message that's coming through is, you know, I'm hearing the song that song, like, you know, all of his songs are so sweet and beautiful, and they're connecting with love. And so as February rolls through, and the month of Valentine's Day comes in, he wants to remind you about love, and not love in a romantic sense. He wants to remind you about the love within yourself, and that it's very important to always be your own Valentine. It's always Cupid. Of course, the song Cupid. It's always remember that this is the time this is not a holiday about other people. This is not a holiday. This really isn't about a holiday about, you know, sexy private parts and chocolate candy and, you know, lingerie. That's not what it's about. It's about, you know, inappropriate toys. It's about, no, I'm just kidding. It's about loving yourself. It's a beautiful holiday to remember how you are the catch. You are married to you. You are your own partner, and how much you love that's yourself, how much you love who you are, and what gifts would you give yourself because you love yourself, and to treat yourself with a love and respect and kindness, and just say, you are so loved in this world. You are so beautiful. So make sure that this holiday is about you. Thank you so much, Sam. Oh, how beautiful. I mean, how beautiful was that? I hope everyone was able to resonate with, you know, that beautiful song. I called it a song. It was a message, but it can be a song. It still can be a wonderful, beautiful song. So let's go. We're gonna have more messages from Frank when we get back. And so why aren't we not gonna play Fly Me to the Moon? That's my question, is why the heck not is that gonna happen? Fly me to the moon, let me play. Okay, so actually when I got my tattoo, good timing, once the tattoo artist, I think I told this story a bunch of times, but I'll tell it again. Once the tattoo artist, the moment he put the needle on my arm, it synchronized with the Frank Sinatra song came on in the back, literally synchronized. When the music came on, fly me to the moon. I never seen anything like it. It was so, so beautiful and spot on. Thank you, Frank, for channeling into my tattoo, by the way. You're the best. Bestest. And we will be back on the Paranormal Playground Sounds with Frank Sinatra with his message.
Fly.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.
We are back with the Paranormal Playground. Let's get comfy. Let's get cozy. Okay. I think it's time for another PSA. Fly me to the moon. I'm sorry. I'm feeling it. I got a regret right now. I'm feeling it. No, I don't have a regret. Sorry. I'm really feeling it. Woo! Hey, weren't you a Cub Scout? Yeah, you're a Cub Scout, weren't you?
I was a Cub Scout.
Nice. Why don't you read this? You want to read it? No? Okay. Alternative Scouting PSA. Oh my god, I've seen his little cute Cub Scout outfit. So cute. I want to bite it. I can't take it. Can't take it. Anyway, oh, and he looked like the little kid from Problem Child when he was little. It was cute. Don't get mad. You're so cute when you're little.
Oh, thanks. Well, I mean, yeah. Looking like the little kid from Problem Child, that's one interpretation. I probably look like a lot of other... I mean, you know, probably could have been likened to a lot of other things, too.
Like the devil. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Because you have red hair. Bright red hair.
Oh, you're
a little. Mm-hmm. My first ginger. Anyway. The Bad and Powell's... Oh. Some things. I'm just inappropriate. The Bad and Powell Service... The Battered Bowel Service Association is the alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa/us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. Public service message from the Baden Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I hope you got what you needed from that and you start scouting right away. Anyways, did you see that video that's like viral and there's a cop? No, you're going to want to listen to this. So did you see that it's like it's a viral video of a cop instructing how to like beat someone? So he's like, okay, so you have the baton and you say, get away, get away, get away. And then he says the H word. Get away. And you're like, wait, what? And then he's like, and after he's done instructing you how to beat someone, he goes, and that's how you keep Girl Cub Scouts away from you. You're just trying to go in the mall. You don't want to be buying cookies. You got to keep them away. I know, it's so bad, but it's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, that sounds like quite the take on the situation.
I'm sorry you offended because you were in the Cub Scouts. Okay. Anyway. We're going to get... Okay. Well, thank you for chiming in on your Cub Scout connection and experience. So we're going to get into our... more messages from Frank Sinatra. You don't have to chime in. You can do whatever you want. Anyway. So we have more messages here. Oh, Frank. Oh, Blue Eyes. Oh, Blue. Oh, Belly. No, I'm just kidding. That's from The Cable Guy, if you don't know. Wow, I'm feeling good. I feel good. I'm not even on anything. Don't even do drugs. I'm not even on caffeine. So anyway, thank you. Frank's got it. He's all up in here, like just giving me the connections, you know? So what is, Frank, what do you have to say? So, oh my God, let's see the message. I'm hearing the words. I'm literally hearing him talk, and he goes, he's saying, you are braver than you think. He said, the way he manifested everything in his life was through pure confidence and believing and just knowing that it was already there. And if we could, as humans, actually, we talk about it, we talk a good game, we hear that we're supposed to believe, but when you actually step into that, that is the reality of your life on a regular basis. And a lot of us really don't believe. And that's the problem why a lot of your dreams are not coming true. Basically, that's why he's saying, he's like, it can actually happen faster. You can actually be you could be manifesting, dun, dun, dun. It just hasn't happened yet because you literally don't believe. Or moreover, you really don't even know what you want, is what he's saying. He's like, you got to know what you want as well. You got to have a straight line of focus. Focus is the huge key of manifesting the world you want and your dreams that you want and everything that you want to accomplish. I had nothing but focus, and I already seen, Frank Sinatra knew the secret, but he was telling me how he visualized a lot of things and visualized and manifest the kind of life he wanted to live. Let's see what else is he coming in. He said, my life was truly a fairy tale simply because before everything happened, I was in that fairy tale. I was doing this. That's why I chose the kind of songs I chose. Now, we know that a lot of Frank Sinatra, he did not write a lot of his own songs. And so he actually did. He was just the singer, but I don't really care. I think that it was perfect the way he did it. He was there to sing other people's songs, and I don't judge him for it at all. I think he's one of the greatest artists of our time, regardless if he did that. But the whole point of what he was saying was that actually, in a way, those songs he chose, he knew he chose a lot of those songs because there was an infinite romance intertwined, and that's the kind of life that he wanted, was this fanciful romance. So he's showing me words and he's showing me songs and lyrics. So he's connecting this with writing. This is a message about writing and writing in your life and how you incorporate writing into the world you want to manifest. Oh, this is good. This is some good stuff right here. So what he's saying is, yes, there were things that he wrote and that he expressed as himself. And I mean, he was always expressing himself, but the message to you is, what are you writing on a regular basis? What are the words you're being inundated with? What is coming out of the palms of your hands through this power of creation? And is it navigating that life you want to live? Is the life that you want into fruition in congruency with things that you write? Because if you're a writer, if you're in poetry and music, how is this co-creating that world you want? Because this is exactly what Frank was talking about. And he was talking about, you know, the songs that he chose, the melodies, the lyrics. You know, as I'm sitting here and I'm, you know, looking at the list of Frank Sinatra songs, they're all very sentimental. And that's what he exuded. You can see it in his pictures. You can see it in the photographs he takes and how you can one look at him and you're like, well, this is a very, you know, this man, he carries himself. This is a classy dude. You know, you look, one picture, you look at Frank Sinatra, you're like, that's why they play him everywhere, like in restaurants and, you know, cafes, because he holds such an energy of class. It's so beautiful. And that energy that vibrates of class can be generated anywhere you go. So that's what he created for himself. That suave sophistication, the way he dressed, being dapper, that's who he wanted to be. So guess what? This is exactly how we see him. So how are you presenting yourself? Are the things you're thinking about, are the things you're writing, are they aligned with how you want to be in this world? Is that aligned with what you want? Is that your true self and how you're being projected? Or are you thinking other things that are making a projection of yourself to be maybe a false statement of who you are, because just simply because there's negligence going on in your thinking, or there's negligence going on in your writing? So this is a good time to understand, what are we manifesting to create the world we want to live in? How beautiful. Thank you so much, Frank. I want to see if there's one more thing he's trying to say. You can be light at any time. You can be a beam of light at any time, even if it's dark. In a matter of moments, you can be light. It's not just magical thinking. It's memories. It's invite a memory to a time where you felt so light. You felt like bright, confident, strong, outstanding. Bring that memory to your mind at any time when you want to get out of a state where you're not feeling empowered. Play that and replay that memory over and over. I keep going over. You like how I did that? I just incorporated a Frank Sinatra lyric in there. Go over and over that memory. And guaranteed, you are going to step back into that feeling. And when you step back into that feeling, you're going to bring that feeling to the present. So keep being inspired. Keep being that beam of light, is what he's saying. Keep shining. Oh, thank you so much, Frank. Thank you so much, Sam Cooke. your elegance, your spirits, they don't make them like you anymore. They don't. You see these types of men and you're just like, it's like it makes you miss the good old days, you know, like back in the day, the old, how they were just the old fashioned type, you know, the you know, the knight in shining armor, the elegant words and the smoothness and just that beautiful energy. We don't have that kind of music these days, really. I mean, if we do, it's like, it could feel saturated. I mean, maybe that music is there. I'm sure it is there. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. It does exist. But, you know, what I'm talking about is in the mainstream, it's very hard to capture that kind of essence that they had, that sort of class and sophistication is what I'm saying in the mainstream. So thank you so much for your spirits. Thank you so much for being here with us and sharing this beautiful dream. And thank you so much. How many times am I going to say thank you? I can't say thank you enough. Like, it's just, I can't, like, I'm a loss of words for every time I get on this station and on the radio show and this miracle happens. And this is real. This is so real. I'm just trying to take all this in. I'm just really trying to take it all in. So we are, you know, we have about 15 minutes left in the show. And I'm just going to, you know, we're just going to chill and hear what we can of Sam Cooke and Frank Sinatra. There's just so, I don't know if there's like, you know, I feel like I need a part two of this for their spirits because there's so much. And I just want to tell one quick story about Frank Sinatra one time. I heard him, I heard his spirit was talking to me and he was like, he asked me if he could make him a picture, a painting. And I literally heard this. So I had a Time magazine of Frank Sinatra and all his pictures. So I cut pictures out of him and his family and his son. There was a picture of him and his son and I put it on a collage and I wrote love all over it. And I was like, here, Frank, this was for you. Because I can feel you wanted this. You wanted to channel this. Guess what happened the next day? His son crossed over. His son died. And it's like, I was like, what the heck? I was like, whoa. That was seriously paranormal. I was just like, is this? And I have the evidence because I actually posted the picture and you could see the date and you can look up the date where he crossed over. And I literally made this the day before his son died. So, wow. So yeah, it's just things like this have happened so many times. There's so many other encounters I've had with, you know, Frank Sinatra spirit and, you know, and it and Sam Cooke. And it's such a joy that they're here together today and have such, I mean, and such adding such value. And I'm sure a lot of people are connecting with this. I'm not in any doubt that they're not. So, all right. I love you so much. Stay tuned because we still have a bit of time. We do. Nothing can change this love. Darn straight it can't. Stay tuned with us on the PPS.
If I go a million miles away, I'd write a letter each and every day. 'Cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Coming, and you can pass me by, but honey, nothing,
Nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Oh, you're the apple of my eye, your cherry pie, and oh, your cake and ice cream, and oh, your sugar and spice, and everything nice. You're the girl of my dreams. But if you wanted to leave me and roam, when you got back, I'd just say welcome home. 'Cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Can ever change the love I have for you.
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I let the old earth take a couple of whirls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. Oh, it's a long, long time from May to December. But the days grow short when you reach September. When the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, one hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few, September. Precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you. Thank you. September. November. And these few precious days.
It never will happen again. But I was a mere lad of 16. I've aged a year since then. She was on the 16, on the 16, with eyes that would glow. But she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love, and I was too young to know.
Then why did you give your heart so fast?
Boy, it never will happen again.
But you were a mere lad of 16.
I've aged a year since then. She was on the 16, on the 16, with eyes that would glow. But she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love. And I was too young to know. But she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love. And I was too young to know. Oh, she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love. And I was too young to know.
Welcome back to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We are out of here. We are finally finished up. Thank you so much for listening in. Please contact me if you want a private reading anytime. If you like what you hear, contact me for inquiries about a private reading anytime. You can find me on social media, Mariah Merlinite or Mariah the Boston Medium Facebook, mostly Facebook or Instagram. Message me. I'm not really on Instagram that much, but message me there. If you can, at the Paranormal Playground Sounds page and the Boston Medium page. And yeah, I had such a blast. Thank you so much. Thank you, Charles Bovaird, for, you know, this impromptu, spontaneous guest.
No problem. Happy to be here.
I love you.
Love you too.
And I love all of you. It's one big Barney song on here, don't you know? Just take a nice deep breath in and out. So I will be seeing all of you next time here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds every Wednesday. Well, I don't know now because, yeah, the schedule's going to change in the springtime. So who knows? But you'll definitely, well, you know, I love you. So whatever happens, you know. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be is right. Love you. Have a beautiful day.
Social media hurts their confidence. 70% of girls with low self-esteem won't be assertive in stating their opinion.
We're posting inspiring content on social media to raise girls' self-esteem.
For more information, visit
mediagirls.org.
Don't mean me no good. The time is right to dispose of a few.
ages, and I'm starting with you. Friends who fail in the heat of a fight seem to reappear overnight. The going gets tough, the tough get blue. I'm burning bridges, and I'm starting with you.